Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
And you know, Connor, the property market has definitely been something that's exciting in our area. And I'm excited. We have a guest in studio today from Century 21, a local real estate company. Lynn Giles, welcome to KC 107.7.
Thank you so much and thank you for having me.
Lynn, you know, just for the purposes of our listeners, and there might be somebody interested in the real estate, can you tell us what is it that makes a successful real estate agent, especially in, we were talking about the Cape Winelands being such a hot spot at the moment. So what is it that one needs as a skill to be successful here?
Nashar, the most important thing is passion for people, but also passion for your area. We call it the farming area. Not so much farming, digging troughs and vineyards, but farming area as far as the place that we live in, where we love to live, as we call it.
So can you tell us about the property market in the Cape Winelands area? Can you tell us about any trends or any opportunities that we should know about?
We've seen, for the last couple of years, we've seen a hell of a lot of, as we call it, semigration to the Cape Winelands area. A lot of families coming down from Gauteng. Obviously, our schools are a big draw card. We've got some of the best schools here, especially in Paarl.
Absolutely.
And then just obviously the lifestyle and, yes, the property market and the prices of property in general in the Cape Winelands area.
You know, we're talking about the prices of property, especially in this area, and I noticed it's at the high end. But, you know, what types of properties are most in demand in this area right now, and what drives that demand?
Nashar, it's always value for money. We're finding at the moment the property prices are quite high in Paarl. I think owners have to take a very good, hard look at the budgets and finances and then reevaluate the property prices because we've got a number of properties, especially our company, where the prices are a little bit too high. So we go into, we call it price counseling with the owners, especially taking into account the properties that have been sold in the area. They sometimes have idealistic expectations. Property prices or types of property, definitely family orientated. We've got demographics of families with maybe two or three children, school-going children. So three bedrooms. We also see desperate demand for prices between 1.5 to just under 2 million. That the sort of entry-level middle-income group can also afford. I'm taking myself, for example. So that is it. And then, one, two garages, en suites, definitely a pool with the temperatures we have in Paarl. But yeah, that's.
I think, look, I'll be honest. I'm from Paarl. So if it doesn't have an aircon, it's already a problem. But I think with regards to our schools that we have, we've got really, really, one of the best schools in the country, I would even say. And I mean, I think the biggest draw is the schools and then also the town as a whole, or the Cape Winelands as a whole is an incredible town. But let's look at the challenges that you as an estate agent face. Can you maybe tell us more about the challenges you face and then the opportunities as well?
Well, I think the biggest challenge we face is that lovely interest rate. Apparently, it's been forecast to that the interest rate will go down and will shift from a buyer's market, which it is at the moment, to a seller's market towards the end of the year. So it's the interest rate, affordability. We've had obviously COVID has now all hit us very hard. It's now post for 3 years where the credit ratings have taken a dive. Some potential buyers. And then also the stock. Funny enough, we've actually got a very low or high demand of stock. A lot of buyers, a lot of tenants. Let's also talk about the rental market as well. And very low stock. People are holding onto their houses, I think. They held before pre-elections as well. That also impacted on it. So now people can start having the freedom of maybe letting go of their properties.
Lynn, you mentioned rental stock. I mean, how popular is rental? You know, I think in the democracy of South Africa, home ownership became quite a thing. And even government pushed that. I think their agenda was we can't build enough or fast enough. So you make home ownership sexy. It's just the same as entrepreneurship. I can't create jobs, so I make entrepreneurship look sexy. But how buoyant is the rental market?
That's a fair point. You know, your return on investment is fantastic. I mean, I'm sitting, I do a lot of rentals on Boschemia. That's been my little baby for the last 5 years. And I've seen the exponential growth of investment. There's actually one property, on Boschemia. It's a furnished unit. It's a small 3-bedroom townhouse going for 35,000 rand, which is quite, you know, hope they can get that rental, but it, you know, it's scarce. It's scarce, and especially people, you know, that are moving to a Paul, they do the, and furnished units as well. That's also another story where you have fully furnished units also going for prime rental, but, people want to move to Paul. They want to suss it out, get their feeders, plant their roots a bit. Kids, obviously important to get them into schooling first. And then from there, they can spec at the market to buy later on.
We're going to go for some music and we're going to take an ad break. But before we do that, I just want to ask one question. And I think we didn't do this properly. Is that your company, Century 21, give us a little bit a history or background of the company and your locations, which areas you operate in. Because once you answer that, we're going to go to the music. And when we come back, I think your referral system is what I want to talk about. But just before we go to music, just give us a bit more about your company.
Well, exciting to say that Century 21, Paul Franschhoek, that's our franchise here in the Cape Winelands. We're part of a broader family, international family based in America. So we've got a fantastic spread all over the world. We're actually looking at China. We I think in China there are about over 10,000 offices just in China alone. I think in, we were looking in Auckland or Sydney in Australia, over 140 odd offices in Sydney alone. So Paul Franschhoek, we've been operating for the last 2 to 3 years in the main road, 135B main road in Paul, just next to Saudi Coffee. So the coffee's always on. And I want to say that we a little bit, if we set ourselves apart to the rest of the agents in Paul, we trendsetters. We innovators, we troublemakers, as we call ourselves. So we try to sort of go against the grain and sort of see the bigger picture, which is out there. And our offerings are obviously a lot bigger, and our service is a lot different.
We're talking to Lynn Giles from Century 21, the real estate company. Paul Franschhoek is the branch. And they're innovators, they're trendsetters, they're speaking about a referral system. But let's go to some music. When we come back, we're going to unpack that.
And we're back. So let's look at the referral system as a whole. You've introduced a referral system that allows individuals to earn commissions on sales. Can you explain how the system works?
First of all, it's not a commission as such. It's a fee that we, well, gratuity, if you want to call it that. But I always say that everybody knows anybody who is either looking for a home, be it to sell, to buy, to rent, or to let. And instead of keeping that knowledge to yourself, you can actually earn money with that knowledge. So we've set up a referral system where if you refer a potential buyer or seller or even rentals, tenant or landowner, we will then offer you up to 20% commission of on a positive lead that generates a sale.
Well, that's very interesting, because then I just want to ask the question, who can participate, I mean, in the system? Is it open to everyone, or are there set criteria that one needs to fulfill to be part of this?
Anybody that can read, write, that will speak. But it's not determined to anybody. It's open to everybody.
So if I'm an interested person, how do I get involved? What are the steps that I have to take in order to be a part of the system?
You can contact us. We've either directly on all mediums. We're on social media, on our website, or on telephone, and just phone us, introduce us to the possible client. And we take it from there. There is an agreement that we sign, so we make it official. It's not just fly by night. And we take it from there. And I think hopefully by the end of this year, we're all going to Mauritius for Christmas.
You talked about not commission, but a fee or a gratuity. How does the payment system work? And then When and how do participants receive their commission? Is it after a sale is made, or is some sort of a conclusion of a transaction?
It's like any financial transaction with any sale or rental. As long as the money is paid and the contracts are signed, as far as a house sale is when the transfer goes through. So when our agents who get our commission, we will then be paid a fee. And then unfortunately, we get our commission afterwards.
Are you at liberty to speak the numbers, or if we take a hypothetical case?
Well, for instance, the average house.
Let's put a clear number, 1 million, right?
Let's say 1 million. So it's up to 20% of our commission. So if, for instance, if the sale is 1 million, depending on the commission agreed by the seller, it is up to 20% of our commission.
Of the total commission.
Of the total commission. And then obviously we need to deduct royalty fees, and that's obviously our operational fees. And then from that, you get your commission, your fee.
My little knowledge of the real estate business is that that commission that Lynn spoke about can range from 3.5% up to 5-6%. Yeah. And once that's concluded, then the 20% referral fee comes out of that.
Yes.
Commission, yeah.
And so, that makes it clear, which is not bad because, say, for instance, if we went on the general norm of 5%, that's 50,000 rands commission plus VAT to the estate agent on a million rand property. And the potential referral fee, okay, give or take, there might be some other royalty fees you mentioned, but anything from 8,000 rands, 8 to 10,000.
Look, I mean, it's important to note that this is money that you can earn just by having a network of your own, whether it's family, whether it's business partners, whether it's even friends. So if you look at it in that sense, how many times have you referred a business to a friend of yours? This time you're actually just getting paid as a thank you.
I think Connor is changing careers.
Potentially.
Lynn, thank you so much. But before you leave, please give us all the contact details you mentioned, social media, website, telephone numbers. People want to get in touch with you and be part of the referral system.
Rashad, obviously we are on social media. So it's on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We also do some spectacular videos of our property, drone footage of our properties. And then like I said, 135B Main Road next to Sardi Coffee. We also have the coffee roasting. And our website, www.century21.co.za.
And your contact number?
My number is 07-113-11380.
That's Lynn Giles from Century 21. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We wish you everything of the best. I think Connor's joining you soon.
It's passive income. That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. You might still be having your job, and it's passive income. So by just spreading the word, you can make some bucks.
Thank you very much. And that's a wrap, Connor. Good show. Lots of interesting information about the property market. And it is definitely one of the most exciting parts of South Africa to be investing in real estate.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I mean, the real estate industry, it doesn't matter what space or where we are economically, property is always a fine investment.
I also like the fact that, Lynn spoke about the referral system through her company. There are people looking for opportunities, and sometimes it's a simple introduction in your network that could earn you a few bucks.
Yeah. I mean, like we've said this, I think 100 times already this year, networking is a business superpower. So I believe that anything regarding referrals or how everyone is interested in making extra money. So I think you've already got the demand, or you've already got the desire there. It's literally just bringing people together.
And you know, you said something about everybody wants to make a little extra money. And you look at the US model. People don't hold one job.
Oh, no.
You know, from the student days, they hold 2 or 3 jobs and they build on that. Even investment, you know, I picked up something that in the US, stocks is a big thing. No matter who you are, even if you're an ordinary taxi driver, somehow you're getting into stocks, which is one thing. But investment takes different forms. You know, they collect junk, they collect antiques, they collect art. And it's not only specialized collect. The ordinary guys are also doing that. And eventually that becomes an investment or a return for them later on in life. So I think for us as South Africans, when we look at the economy and the state of it, and then we cry that there isn't enough opportunity, the money is short, there are other ways to supplement your income.
Yeah, look, in America, there's so much demand for a lot of things. So with antiques and, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, we had Pokemon cards. But in America, there's a massive antique Pokemon collection. We don't necessarily have that in South Africa, but that doesn't necessarily mean that those items don't have value. We as South Africa just have to find the value.
Exactly. So there are several ways that one can add to your income and look for opportunities. I mean, this is property. You might never think that you'd be in property, but who knows? If you have a network, you have friends and family, a referral could earn you a few rands. And for that, I think, thank you so much, Lynn, for joining us today. So until next week, same time,
same place.
This is me, Noshat Khan, for KC Soccer Karma with
Connor Robertson.
And good night.